In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
2 days ago, brothers and sisters, we celebrated the beautiful feast of the Dormition of the Mother of God. And we're still celebrating in the after feast. She's the greatest saint of our church. And in her, we have such a great example of both faith and love. And we can see how the Lord rewards those who love him and live their lives by faith in him, by the examples shown within her life. But today, in the Holy Gospel, we're given an example of a great contrast. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus tells us how important faith is. We're familiar with those verses which say, "Your faith has made you well. May it be done according to your faith." In Hebrews chapter 11, we read, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." In the 6th chapter of Ephesians, we are told, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." We're constantly reminded that faith is so important and necessary. In today's gospel reading, we're told of a man who had a son afflicted by a demon, which caused seizures and frequently threw him into the fire or into water. What a stark contrast from a few days ago at the Dormition of the Mother of God to today. The Mother of God raised from a little girl in the temple, dedicated to God, given the most wonderful gift of bearing the Creator of the universe, and going on to become, as I mentioned, the greatest saint of the church. But here today, we hear of this poor man, so stricken with grief, so burdened with life's cares, and having to witness his own son so completely racked and enslaved by evil. We don't know from this gospel reading how this man's son came to be in the grip of this particular demon, but we can see the demon's hostility and hatred towards the child and towards God's good creation. We know from Holy Scripture that the demons don't have free rein. They can't just do whatever they want. Remember how the demons begged the Lord to let them go out of a certain man and into a herd of swine. They begged the Lord for permission. Their actions are limited by God. Otherwise, surely, they would have destroyed the child in today's gospel. Nonetheless, the boy's father was at his wit's end. He didn't know what to do. So he brought his son to the disciples to see what they could do for him. But we see in the Lord's reaction that the father approached without faith when he came to the Lord, perhaps even in some hopelessness, thinking there was nothing anyone could do for him. "So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." You see, he approached the Lord without hope. And the Lord saw this and in his disappointment said, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." Faith is the key ingredient here that the Lord is pointing to. In this instance, he didn't chastise the man for his sins. He didn't say, "This wouldn't have happened if you hadn't done such and such." But he did chastise him for his lack of faith. For our fathers say that here the Lord was chastising not only his disciples, which I think is what we usually teach, but also this man. The implication was that if someone, anyone, had had a little faith, this man and his son may not have been in that situation. But so that the church may see the power of God, this very difficult situation was allowed to befall this family. In the very presence of the God-man, the demon came right out. It had to, as Holy Scripture says, and Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. We don't know from this passage what happened with the boy and his father after this word. But surely they began to understand the power of faith and a little bit of what it means to bear the shield of faith. The disciples, on the other hand, had some deeper questions. They asked the Lord, "Why could we not cast it out?" The Lord's answer was very simple: "Because of your unbelief." Were they scared? Did they shrink back when they saw how the wicked demon treated the boy so violently? In any case, the Lord said, "Because of your unbelief," which leads us to believe, had they had faith, they could have freed the boy. But notice how the Lord gave them this word privately and not in public. And he goes on to teach them, with faith, even a little bit goes a long way. He uses the image of a mustard seed. "For surely I say to you, if you have faith, even as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." He is teaching his disciples that with even a little faith, if you ask for something to benefit your soul or for another's benefit, the very laws of nature can be bent. And of course, there are many stories in the history of the church of saints who did just that, literally moved mountains. How many times have we heard of the incredible miracles present within the life of the church down through the generations? Again, we can just look to the Mother of God as an example. The church is full of so many miracles in regard to her intercessions on behalf of the people that we can't even begin to count them. In fact, I would submit to you or suggest that we are part of one of them this morning, as I'll explain in a minute. But the Lord also instructs us here on the importance of our own preparation for the spiritual life. How many times in Scripture do we see the Lord go off alone to pray and to fast? In Scripture, it's just a natural component of life shown to us by our Lord, a natural part of living by faith in God. And so the Lord tells his disciples, "This kind does not go out except by prayer and by fasting." The two hands holding up the shield of faith, then, so to speak, are prayer and fasting. If we take that shield for ourselves and hold it up with these two hands, it will indeed quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. So, brothers and sisters, let us not shrink back when we face times of difficulty. Instead, in whatever circumstances we're facing in our lives, let us take hold too of the shield of faith. Let us lift it high and hold it steady. Will we get tired? Yes, but we know that God is with us. And besides, the shield of faith is not meant to be so big and heavy. For the Lord calls us here to show forth faith small and light as a mustard seed, the tiniest of the seeds. Elsewhere, he says, "Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Remember as well the gospel from last week. Do you remember? Peter walking on the water. And what happened when he faltered? Even when he faltered, he looked back to the Lord, who stretched out his own hand to help Peter to stand. In fact, if you remember, I told the story last week of the Ivaron icon of the Mother of God, which itself walked on the water, and of the monk who found the icon after centuries at sea, who himself walked on water to retrieve the icon, and how a copy of that same icon is now, still 1,000 years later, blessing the church, extending the grace present with the Mother of God, even to us in modern times. And of course, I'm referring to the Hawaii Ivaron icon, a copy which has been streaming forth holy myrrh for more than a decade, healing many, many people and strengthening the faith of untold thousands. And how this shows the hand of the Lord himself through his mother, through her icon, extended to us, his flock in the world to encourage and to strengthen us, and to show that when we have even just a little faith, he himself and his holy mother stand ready to help. Do you remember what was said from this ambon just 1 week ago? Well, as if to drive the point home, I think the Mother of God must want to encourage us too, because right now on the altar I have some of the holy myrrh from that very icon. At liturgy yesterday for the consecration of our new Bishop Vasily, about halfway through the liturgy, that very icon appeared and was placed in the cathedral. When I saw it, I went over to Father Nectarios, who keeps the icon, and I said, "Father, just last week I gave a homily on this icon. Do you have any myrrh that I can bring back for the people?" And he said, "Later, at the banquet." There was going to be a big banquet after the liturgy. And I said, but we have a flight, and we're not going to make it to the banquet. So he started shuffling around in his pockets. And if you've ever seen a priest shuffle in his pockets, it takes a while because we have all these different things on him. You know, we have lots of pockets. It's hard to find the keys. So he starts shuffling around in all his various pockets. And after a while, like a good long while, he smiled and he said, "I somehow have one vial with me." And he gave it to me. See, brothers and sisters, how the Lord and his saints continue to extend their hands to encourage us. I'm so encouraged, and I look forward to anointing everyone with this holy myrrh today at the end of liturgy. Brothers and sisters, let us walk by faith, and let us be of good cheer, for God is with us. Amen.